is Uxbridge High School Principal Mike Rubin, and this is our Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast for this October 2nd, 2020. We do have a few updates from UHS this week, and really, really proud of how well things are going, you know, in the hybrid. We know it is not perfect, but just impressed, really proud of the kids in particular. Have really rolled with a lot. We do have some classes that we know are going better than others. We have some kinks to work out and some things that we'll definitely get into over the course of these few minutes. But most of all, just a real Herculean effort by everybody. We've now been in for a couple of full weeks, and just so proud of our teachers for continuing to adapt, our students for being so respectful of the guidelines that we've had in place. You know, you don't want to jinx anything, certainly, but just so proud and grateful for all the hard work everyone put in to get the ship off the dock. And now that we're there, our next step really means that we're able to get even more earnestly involved in the teaching and learning and starting to adjust based on where we've been over these first couple of weeks. So a few updates first. We'll go through those updates, then we'll talk a little bit more philosophically about where we want to go and where we've been, and then we'll wrap this show up. So first, a couple of very important updates from the nurse's office. First, there's a survey that has been emailed out. It's not a survey so much as it's the annual health information form that we need to have filled out electronically. It needs to be done for all students at UHS, whether they're remote or in person. It was a Google form sent out called a UHS Student Medical Information Form. And again, it is required to be filled out. And we're hoping to get all those in the next week or so. Also, there have been some questions about the state's mandated vaccine requirements. All students at UHS are going to be required to get the flu vaccine, influenza, by December 31st. There's also a meningococcal vaccine that's required for grade 11 students. It's typically done at the 16-year physical. And again, that applies to all fully remote and in-person students, and documentation from medical providers that those vaccines have been complete can be emailed or faxed to our school nurse. And if there is a medical or religious exemption to either of the vaccines, please just submit that documentation to Mrs. Schiller, our school nurse, as well. There's also been some immunization information that has been shared electronically. On the subject of medical, with athletics beginning in just a couple of days, October 5th is our first day for fall sports, or at least the fall one season. There are very specific safety guidelines. The first one is one that has not changed, and that is that all student athletes must have a current physical examination on file, and that has to happen within the last 13 months for a student athlete to be eligible. If a physical did expire any time during the season, again, it's valid for up to 13 months. So if a student had his or her physical in July or August of 2019, that physical exam would have expired. If it were September, it's good until the end of October, but then the student athlete would be ineligible for participation in November. So on the public health side, we have some really specific guidelines, and you know, it's been a bit of an uphill climb with some students and even some families to get them to understand the severity of what we're dealing with in terms of potential outbreaks and keeping things safe. And some people, you know, have shared that they feel we're maybe a bit more paranoid. But once sports start and we have spectators here, it's really important that we all do our part. And at best, you know, we don't follow some rules. At best, you know, we have issues of participation. You know, if we have kids that don't wear masks when they're supposed to on the sidelines, you know, that's or during the games, they're told as spectators, you have to go because you're not following the guidance. And right now, our policy is that anyone on school grounds must be wearing a mask unless it's a designated mask break or there's medical documentation. But at worst, that sort of cavalier mentality of I don't have to wear one and you can't make me compromises potentially the health and safety of everyone. And, you know, regardless of people's personal beliefs, we have rules. And, you know, I've shared this with somebody recently that, you know, there are some people who have no problem with profanity and using profanity, and there are others for whom profanity is awful, and they would never say a curse word in their lives. And when we're sitting in a classroom, we can't very well have profanity. This is not really any different. And I share that we have rules and we expect people to follow them. We know people are disappointed and frustrated and angry and everything else about are not having a season or having less of a season, concern about whether future seasons are going to happen. We don't want anything to happen that could potentially cut what we have short. That's it, plain and simple. So we really hope that everyone cooperates with these guidelines. And, you know, there have also been some questions about our community and what would happen if Uxbridge were to trend into the red or have more positive cases over time. If there were to be a situation where the school would close, and if the school were to close, what that would happen with athletics. And we do have contingencies in place, and we will deal with those cases if and when they come up. I will tell you that it could be very problematic if we have a cluster at the school and still to have the extracurricular program running as it were. So we will have a number of decisions that we'll have to make should that be the case, which is why we hope it's not the case and people take our mitigation requirements seriously. I can't say it any other way. One of the things that we will be doing over the next few weeks is continuing to elicit feedback from students, from parents. We already are surveying our students on a fairly ongoing basis every Wednesday as part of advisory, and we use that feedback. We use that feedback to help us with better lesson planning, with balancing homework, with trying to accommodate what kids need to do when they're in the building and when they're home. And we're using that in a lot of different ways. And we are helping to drive we're really relying on students and families to help drive some of the decisions our teachers make. In the next couple weeks, we will be asking parents for their thoughts on what they've seen so far, and we know that that'll help us grow and improve. This is again, nothing that any of us ever went to school for, and we are, I think, doing fairly well, but we know there's always room for improvement. Finally, there's one last thing that I think is important to mention. And it really came on the heels of some conversations that happened this week with some students, with some parents, with some teachers, all really about just how disparate the points of view are nationally, locally, even within our building, and wanting to make sure that we balance respecting different perspectives and different opinions from around our building with maintaining some sense of order. And I guess the line that we will follow is that a student's opinions, thoughts, words cannot materially or substantially interfere with some other student's right to be here or our operation of the school. And we've seen some student assignments that have had some symbols that are concerning for some of their peers. As somebody who has been a champion of free speech, of all different kinds of perspectives, and really doesn't intend to censor a lot, we do have to be mindful of comments and statements that can be blatantly disrespectful, blatantly hateful towards others, and deliberately intending to cause harm or a hostile environment for someone else. And when that happens, we try to work ahead of it to make sure that it doesn't happen, including some of our curricular changes with some of our coursework on implicit bias and structural racism and some of the prejudicial behaviors that could exist. But we also realize that there are times when students will say and do inappropriate things, and we work through those in accordance with our handbooks. And long and short of it, those sort of statements that are, again, deliberately hostile, they're not tolerated, period. And regardless of the platform the student tries to espouse his or her views, it's never grounds for hurting another person. And you know, we do try to take a very thoughtful and deliberate approach with every one of these cases, but we also recognize that we're not going to allow students to hurt others, be it emotionally or otherwise. And that's something we take very seriously. And so if we do reach out and we are talking about that with something that may have happened in a class, in a hallway, fortunately, our students have been very respectful to each other. So far this year, we have not had a lot of these issues. We do think that some of our curricular adjustments are helping, but we also know that, A, it's early, and B, there are a wide range of opinions out there. And my job, our collective job, is to educate, and we take that responsibility very, very seriously. So on that end, you know, we hope that as you see us soliciting feedback over the next couple of weeks, I will, you know, hopefully hear back from many of you. And my hope is that all of you are well, you're healthy, and that your students are having a great year so far. So for all of us here at Uxbridge High School, thanks for tuning in. I'm Mike Rubin. This has been the Uxbridge High School Spartan Podcast, October 2nd. Thanks for tuning in.